Recently, Supreme Master Ching Hai graciously allowed our association members to gather for an international seminar. It was a joyous occasion as Master and disciples reunited to meditate and pray for peace. During this precious time, Supreme Master Ching Hai also spoke of the teachings of past masters and answered the spiritual questions of our association members. Throughout the ages, compassionate, enlightened masters have urged people to surrender to the greater universal power by seeking the divine within, from which all other goodness and happiness follow. This message was echoed again in the poetry of Rumi, which Supreme Master Ching Hai shared with our association members during the international seminar on August 21, 2008.
Now, I tell you a story, okay? Yeah. About the servant who loved his prayers. It's from Rumi, everything from his poetry collection is good. At dawn, a certain rich man wanted to go to the steam bath. You know what steam bath is? You call it sauna. And you go in there and they put a hot steam into your cabinet, you know, and you're just standing there and sweating it out. Okay. Or maybe they just have a hot bath, you know, like a Turkish bath or maybe Japanese bathhouse. Like a swimming pool, but warm, and everybody go there, take a shower first, jump in, just like a swimming pool. Every country have this kind of similar, but a little bit different steam bath. At dawn, a certain rich man wanted to go to the steam bath. He woke his servant, Sinker, saying, "Ho, get moving, get the basin and the towels and the clay for washing, and let's go to the bath." So, Sinker immediately collected what was needed, and they set out side by side along the road. As they passed the mosque, the call to prayer sounded. They have certain time to pray, you understand? 5 times a day the Muslim pray. So it happened that at dawn, this is one of the prayer time, probably the first prayer of the day, and the call for prayer sounded. Sankhya loved his 5 times prayer. So he said to his master, "Please, master, rest on this bench for a while, that I may recite Surah 98, which begins like, 'You who treat your slave with kindness.'" So he sat on the bench outside while Sankar went in. The prayers were over and the priest and all the worshippers had left, but Sankar remained inside. So the master waited and waited and waited. Finally, he yelled into the mosque, "Sankar, why don't you come out?" So Sankar said, "I can't. I don't know how." "This clever one won't let me. Have a little more patience. I hear you out there." 7 times the master called. 7 times he waited. And then he shouted again. And Sankar's reply was always the same. "Not yet. He won't let me come out yet." And the master said, "But no one in there except you. Everyone else has left. Who makes you sit still so long?" So the servant said, "The one who keeps me in here. It's the same one who keeps you out there. The same one who will not let you in, that same one will not let me out. Now there's a comment from the author. It goes like this. The ocean will not allow its fish out of itself, nor does it let land animals in, where the subtle and delicate fish move. The land animal cannot come in. Yeah. May destroy the delicate fish or drown himself too. No? The land creatures lumber along on the ground. No cleverness can change this. There is only one opener for the lock of these matters. Forget your figuring. Forget yourself. Listen to your friend. When you become totally obedient to that one, you'll be free. Nice story. Except we are not the master in there. It is really some revealing things. I thought all the people in that land must have been all Muslim, but this so-called master is probably not, eh? He sit next to the mosque, but he wouldn't go in. And his servant is the one who was so devoted. And when he's inside, probably he's too much, happy with the Lord, that he dare even, you know, answer back as his master, say, I'm still busy. And arguing with him, the one that keeps me in here is the one who keeps you out there. Probably he means just like the fish and the animals, you know? How can the land animals go into the ocean to play with the fish or to do the same thing with the fish? Is this probably two separate categories altogether? This is old time, when the servant system is still very prominent and strong. And mostly the servant would never disobey his master. Otherwise he will risk punishment or being sold elsewhere or something, even go to jail. And this servant, because of his faith, was so strong in Allah that he couldn't care less. When he's in the mosque, he meditates there, and probably he feels so good, so connected with the Lord. He might be one with the Lord, and he understood. And so he became like fearless, and that is the power of God. When you are contacted with it, you fear nothing. So the same with what I have shown you, yeah? The God power through the light and the sound. That is representative of God, the light and the sound. That is God itself, different degree. Just like your feet, your knees, yeah? Your stomach, your throat, your face, it's all yours. Just different degree. So when you hear different sound and see different light, maybe from lower dimension or a little lower quality, then it's just the feet of the Lord, yeah? A lower part. But it's a one part of the Lord. And then you come up, 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 and then you will see the complete picture. Now, the light and the sound resides within you, and that is you. It's you that you are listening to yourself and you're recognizing yourself. So the more you know this light and sound, the more you know the quality of God within you, the more you are detached from the physical body and all the things that belong to it and caused by it.
And that was from where? Why 7 times?
More than 7 times. Or maybe it's just 7 times, just by the way, you know, it has nothing to do with how many times. What it means is he keep repeating, reject his master, just to show that he was so much deep in his prayers, yeah? He loved it so much to be one with God that he couldn't care less that his master was waiting outside. In the poem of Rumi, he used it as an excuse to write the poem, like a parable, you know? Say, okay, oil and water don't mix. Even a slave who was so engrossed in his prayers and be one with God, and the one who has so much money and can afford the time and don't even step in. Because some people are just not made for it. No matter what, they sit next to the mosque, it doesn't affect him at all. And the slave just had to be in there or he cannot live. You see what I mean? And once he's in there, not because he loves the prayers only, but maybe because he was so connected with Allah. So he's so reluctant to leave such a connection and go in there just to take a towel for an ordinary mortal. Not like he tried to do it to prove that he's good or he's pious or he's so tough or he's brave or anything like that. He's just so connected. Probably he meditates, you know, very well in that time. So all he can do is answering. He cannot even move his body. Maybe his legs already no sense anymore. So it could happen like that, that he was sitting in prayer and he was deeply in samadhi, yeah? So his knees, his legs gave in on him. He cannot stand up. That's why he said, the clever one wouldn't let me. Probably because he's so deep in samadhi, he cannot move his body yet. He did not do it on purpose. Only if you've been in samadhi like that, then you understand what I'm talking about. Some of you, right? To some certain degree. Sometimes half of your body is numb, sometimes the whole body. And you can see, you can hear, you can talk. But you cannot gain control of your body so quickly. So he must have been very in a deep samadhi, a deep state of trance. Because not all the Muslims are ordinary Muslims. Huh? Some are maybe master or some even in the form of a slave. Maybe he's gone into very high consciousness because he has been initiated by some enlightened Sufis. Among us also there are some of you are different position in the society, yeah? And sometimes you're working as a clerk or even cleaner in the hotel or anything, but you are high level and nobody even know. You are really virtuous and you're highly moral and you're highly elevated in spiritual splendor. Nobody would ever know. Because the real you is not the one who cleaned the floor. The real you is not the one who type in this computer every day. No, it's not the real you. So this slave could have been on a very highly elevated spiritual level, eh? Yeah, but his master would never know. I'm sure he treat him like a slave every day, and he don't care about that. He doesn't care how he's treated. He knows his value. I'm sure he even hide it from the master. It's just at that moment, somehow, it's not planned like that. Probably he was in there and so deep in his prayer and meditation that he could not move. I'm sure he would not do that on purpose, trying to annoy his master for no reason. And probably this is not the first time he went in the mosque anyway. It just happened that day that the master find out because they were together going to the bathhouse. See this guy. He's a servant only and he's so brave, huh? So everybody should learn from him, actually. At that time, servant is nothing, you know? The master can kill you, can sell you, can punish you any way he wants. They treat servant at that time like a commodity, like a possession, you know, like a piece of paper or your shoes or your clothes or sometimes even less. Yes, they don't dare to damage their clothes, you know, because they want to wear it. But the servants, sometimes they beat them up and treat them very badly, abusive. So for that guy to be so brave and answer back and forth to the master 7 times more like that, this is really something has been awakening him. So if the people in this world have this kind of bravery, I think we can all be best, and the planet will be safe. By the way, how is it going, your Imbis?
My sister's doing it at the moment. Uh-huh. We're doing one more festival next week.
Is it doing good?
It's finished for summer. Yeah, the amazing mountain.
I tell you, very easy. Like in America, we could even do vegan hot dog. Very simple. In all this stadium where the football match or the school or any big festival, they sell like hotcake, I'm telling you. I was even thinking to go out and sell vegan hot dog myself. It's fun to see people eat what you offer, and all vegan, you know, and tell them, it's vegan, good for you. And watch them enjoying the food that you offer. And watch them, you know, having one meal less of animals suffering. It's truly, you can see firsthand immediately the outcome of it. It must be very fun and happiness. Full of customers, yeah. There are vegan hot dogs, very nice, all kinds. Oh, I don't know why people have to eat meat nowadays. It's wonderful to be vegetarian. When I was vegetarian, it was a long time ago, and it was more difficult. People don't know what it is. I went to a holiday with my ex-husband, and I had to eat just vegetable, you know, sometimes just toast and marmalade, and it tastes like heaven because nothing else is there. But nowadays, you can go anywhere, people understand what vegetarian is before they don't know. If you ask vegetarian, they just give you a bunch of salad, and you know, that's it.
When you cook for us,
yeah, well, I cook, of course, it has to look good. So the people feel that, okay, vegetarian is cool, fun. I deliberately make it look good. Not just the food, but I decorate everything else as well, you know? A different, a little bit colorful, and make it look fun. It should be like that in the family, or when you have friends over, or neighbors. When I was with my ex-husband, it's like that also. You know, candles, and there are flowers. It's not just the food that you eat. It's the atmosphere, it's the energy, it's the loving, you know, ambience. Yeah, and colorful and look festive. So I cook just very simple, but it look festive, or not. I wish you could see it in reality, because sometimes the camera is not very good. I don't have light in the kitchen, not this kind of light. Yeah, I just cook sometimes under the neon lamp, if it's late or if it's dark, or in just natural light. Yeah, it depends on what time I cook. But the thing I cook is, you all can cook. It's so simple, you know? It's just you like to do it. And then you make it colorful and festive. Then it looks like very, very inviting, and it's fun to cook or to eat. They all like it anyway, festive or not. They love it. Whenever I invite them in, they enjoy everything. Yeah, it's truly good also. It's not just talking about it, because I put just the right amount of things, you know, and I make it look good. There was an African man from Morocco or something selling this thing, and he's old already. So he was laying on the bench, like he's one of the tourists, and all his clothes were hanging on the wall of the beach. They separate the beach and the street. And I saw some, and I thought, okay, I'll buy some. Mostly if I see a man like that, I would buy something, if it's something that I could use. Sometimes I could not use, but I buy it and I give it to somebody else also. So I bought 5 of them, and he say, 100. I was very surprised. So I give him 5 euro more, and he said, wow, thank you so much, only 5 euros, and he's so happy. So when I passed by him again, I took some biscuits from my car, gave it to him, and he said, oh, he was so dancing, so happy, not because of the cake, I don't think, but because somebody so kind. He said, oh, c'est trop gentil, I mean, you're too nice, and he, thank God, all over direction. Some people are so humble, they're grateful at any hand wave on the tip of the head, because they have not been treated nicely, you see. If he so used to it, kind treatment, he wouldn't have reacted like a child like that. That's why I give it to him, because I know he appreciates it, and that will make him happy the whole day, or many more days.
It was a pleasure to have you with us today for Between Master and Disciples. Please stay tuned for Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, up next, right after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. May Providence grace your life with tranquility and divine love.